Once upon a time, there was an ambitious young pupil who could not wait to finally go to university.
Well, now that I've nearly finished my final exam, university is waiting for me. I'm really excited and I can't wait to finally get rid of all those boring classes and unnecessary homework. I'll chase my dream and not waste my time solving math exercises no one needs anyway.
Yes, it's a new chapter in your life. You will have a great time, meet new friends, gain lots of experience.
Those are just empty words. You want to hear the truth, the bitter truth.
What? Excuse me, but who are you and where did you come from?
First of all, don't interrupt me. I'm the evil witch.
Shh! Stop intimidating my sweet little girl, please.
God, stop it. I'm getting cavities from this sweet, what is the word, nonsense.
Hello? I'm still here. What's your point? Okay, I got it. You're the evil witch, and you are?
Excuse my bad behavior. I'm Fairy Mary from the Fairy Department for Future Student Life, and...
Oh God, nobody cares. Go back to your fluffy glitter rainbow world and let me tell you about the real student life. You won't eat, you won't sleep, you won't have free time, which means you won't see your friend, if you have any. It's only you and your very, very expensive books. Basically, the library will become your new home.
Which is great, because university is such a lovely place to be.
Yeah, and you can't afford the rent in Düsseldorf anyway.
Why must you always exaggerate? I'm going to tell you now how it's really going to be. You will meet so many new people you share the same interests with, you can hang out together, you will be in the same classes, and studying will be so much more fun than it is now.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Stop overwhelming me! What do you mean with me and my books?
Where do you think you get your knowledge from?
From the classes and lectures?
That's my girl.
Well, good luck with that. Statistics say that up to 90% of the exams will be about stuff you've never even heard about.
Really?
Of course not, darling. She just made that up.
Ouch! No, but even if you'll be drowning in exams,
yes, that will be tough, but just think about the free time afterwards and all the parties.
But only if you don't fail.
What?
Calm down, darling. When I was your age and at university, I had the time of my life. The people I met there are still my friends, and even now I remember all the lovely pajama parties and long afternoons where we had so much fun studying. After every exam, we thought that it wasn't even as hard as we imagined.
Pajama parties? Funny learning afternoons? Easy exams? You've got to be kidding me. In which dreamy universe did you study?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but as far as I can remember, we went to the same university, honey. Don't you remember? We were at the class of 1987. Oh wait, right. You've never graduated, have you?
Yeah, because once you failed an exam 3 times, you have to switch your subject and bury your dreams. But look what a powerful witch I've become.
I'm not sure whether I should be sorry for you or not, but what exactly has this all got to do with me?
She's just mad that she didn't become a tooth fairy.
Yeah, but that's not the point right now, because when I look at your blank paper, I think I'm not the only one failing here.
What?
Okay guys, 5 minutes left. Come to an end please and make sure that you've got your name on each paper.
Oh well, I guess that means no university for me after all.
Psst, you could do an internship.